Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Mindless Banner 34 in your ear holes, Cameron.
Day 21, coronavirus.
Yeah.
Haven't watched or seen people for months. How's everybody doing in quarantine?
It feels weird to talk about anything else, honestly. But I think y'all need a reprieve from the crazy, like the doomsday. We all gonna die from the flu stuff. So what are we talking about today? What are we gonna do for Mindless Banner?
I figured we'd just help you out with this quarantine.
Yeah, we're always here to help you out.
The entertaining things in our lives, things that shaped us into who we are.
It really is. A lot of this is like shaped me into
who I am. We'd go over some of the media, movies, games, things that...
Video games.
That we love.
TV
shows.
That
you can do right now.
Yeah.
Because you ain't going to work, maybe.
Yeah. So if you're here for prepping advice, you're just going to want to delete this episode because you're not going to get any of it.
This is quarantine survival at home advice.
If you want to hear about 80s movies, this is
the
episode for you.
The list is like 90%.
Because like 90% of the stuff I like is from the 80s, so there's that.
Let's do movies.
You're sitting at home.
Movies.
You can't go out. You can't go to the movies. You can't go do anything other than, you know, go buy some mayonnaise or something.
That's even gone.
But you can watch movies as of right now. So we said we're going
to
talk about...
Until they throttle it back to 480p.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be...
It's just fuzz, but it looks all right.
Yeah, welcome to my childhood.
Might as well put in your VHS tape.
Yeah, I still have a bunch of VHS tapes.
I do too.
But Cam's got beta.
Yeah,
he went
do.
With beta, the beta tapes. And I got
still
a laser disc.
Old film.
I got a laser disc somewhere too, so there's that good stuff. You remember laser discs? Uh-huh. Yeah, they were like twice the size of records. It's like a gigantic CD. That was stupid.
This seems backwards, but okay. We're getting somewhere.
Yeah, it's shiny. They're really shiny.
Really shiny.
So let's talk about some of our favorite movies. I want to go first, Cameron.
Yeah, go.
And if you guys have been
I basically just didn't add a whole lot more because these are all pretty much the same ones.
I know. We're so like, you know.
Yeah, we
have the same taste here. Mm-hmm. If you guys have listened to us for very long, you know probably what our favorite movie is.
Do you even know which one of us is talking right now?
Yeah.
I mean, we do everything so similar.
The Burbs. The Burbs. Uh-huh. I almost said The Burbs.
The Burbs?
I hit the Burbs?
I like that one.
I hit the mic.
Burbs.
The Burbs. And if you haven't seen The Burbs, you haven't yet lived. And so
Seriously. This
is, you have to go see it. It is Tom Hanks' greatest movie ever.
And this wasn't a movie that we started liking when we got together.
No.
We had both watched millions of times.
I'm pretty sure the first time that we hung out, or one of the first times, we were having like a barbecue in my backyard.
Yeah.
And I said something from The Burbs. You're like, oh, Burbs. Love that movie. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. We were like, I got
that like tingling feeling in my bosom. Yeah. And we're like, okay, this is it. It's happening. But The Burbs,
it is.
Man.
It's amazing.
So if you haven't seen it, it's just, it's got this weird, quirky soundtrack. Like, this is so weird. Yeah. And it's got Tom Hanks just being funny as all get out. And it's just so good.
It really is. Like,
plus it
has got to watch it.
Corey Feldman is a little... Yeah, it's just... It's so good. There's murders in a cul-de-sac.
It's like, like the neighbors just being suspicious of other neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
You have to see it.
Yeah.
You have to see it. So
out
Burbs,
today,
number one. Yeah, it's been out for a
while.
Been out since 1989 on VHS.
Is it streaming anywhere? I haven't seen it.
It was
a while, but I don't know if it is right now.
Yeah, it was somewhere.
Okay.
Do you want to go or do you want me to go? Just
I can
continue
throw
to go.
In some of mine.
Yeah, throw in some of yours. Just go ahead.
All right. So a little more modern time.
Sure.
I can watch Gladiator over and
yeah,
over.
Yeah, you're a Gladiator guy, aren't you?
I love it. I'm a Russell Crowe fan.
Mm-hmm.
Probably biggest dick in the world.
He is,
but
yes.
I freaking love his acting. And
it's good.
Gladiator is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
So if you want to see gore and limbs getting cut off, blood spraying all over.
Yeah.
Unless you watch it on TV and they cut all that out.
And then it's just like, I don't even know what it is
like
when you watch it on TV.
35 minutes. Was this a History Channel?
It doesn't make any sense.
But he won an Oscar for it.
Oh,
so,
did he really?
Yeah. So
that was Ridley Scott.
Gladiator's a really good movie.
Was it Ridley Scott that did that? Yeah. Good stuff.
Wait, was it?
I don't know. We'd have to Google it.
I think
it
was Ridley Scott.
We'd have to Google it. That's a good one. I agree.
I want to say Jerry Bruckheimer, but.
That's got to be wrong. I don't know. All right. I'm going to go with my second. The Lost Boys.
I think you're right, though.
Cameron.
The Lost Boys. Yep.
So,
that's a classic.
It is such a classic. And if you're an 80s
you're
movie
right,
fan,
Ridley Scott.
Was Ridley Scott. Yeah. Yeah. The Lost Boys is so freaking good. It's like one of those classic, like, comedy horror type things. It has the two Coreys in it. So you can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
You got Corey Haim, you got Corey Feldman. And then you got Kiefer Sutherland as a vampire, a young Kiefer Sutherland. Oh my gosh.
I was thinking of another movie you didn't put in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was that?
License to Drive.
Oh, yeah. License to Drive is great. I just, I can't do everything.
Yeah.
License to Drive is another
two
Coreys.
Everything.
Is a great two Coreys movie, which is, it's fantastic too. But yeah, The Lost Boys, you know, Kiefer Sutherland, you got the two Coreys, you've got like apocalyptic vampire fighting. I don't know how you go wrong with that.
No.
And you got,
it is really good.
The soundtrack on that one. Oh my God.
Yeah, the soundtrack's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
go
Top Gun quality.
Yeah, go download
like
that.
One of these got to have.
I don't even know who it is that sings the song, the Cry Little Sister song. Oh my God.
Yeah, who is it that sings it?
I don't know, but it's so freaking good. It's really, really good. Hey, you go next.
I'm going to save that one.
Okay, save it.
So U571 was a movie that I didn't even see commercials on
uh-huh.
or anything or trailers, and my brother's like, he had seen it. He's like, let's go see this movie.
Yeah.
U571's like one of my all-time favorite World War II movies.
That's I've seen it one time.
Because it's so freaking... I just think the acting's good.
Who's in it?
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
And what's his name that just passed? Bill Paxton's in it.
Oh, yeah.
But excellent submarine mm-hmm. movie.
Yeah.
If you're a seaman or want to be a seaman,
yeah,
a that
seaman.
Is the movie.
A seaman.
Yeah. It is. It's excellent. It's one I... Like,
so,
it's one that'll come on and like I just have to stop, drop everything, and stop watching it.
Stop, drop, and roll. Stop, drop, and walk.
And stop watching it.
Yeah.
No, I love that movie. U571. It's a great one.
I just have a hard time saying, you know, a submarine movie, is it better than Hunt for Red October? You know what I mean?
The like action.
Is it better?
I think the written story, like the script, all that stuff's better in the Hunt for Red October, for
okay,
sure.
But the action is
the
better.
The intensity
in
U571. And yeah. But just
watch that.
It's more historical, whereas mm-hmm. Hunt for Red October is like real terrifying.
No, that really
threat.
Sean Connery really did that.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it's a documentary.
You can't compare him.
No, okay.
But I'm a huge fan of naval warfare and
yeah.
stuff like that. So
oh, and belly buttons.
Yeah, fuzzy navels.
Huge. Yeah, love belly buttons.
Any type.
Yeah.
Any type.
So my next one, I still don't think Cam has seen this, and it really kind of upsets me. The Monster Squad.
I don't know why you want me to watch this.
Because it's a great movie.
I don't know about
this
that.
This is like my childhood, like wrapped into like an hour and a yeah. half right here. Well, I didn't fight monsters when I was a little kid, but it is like, it like brings back so many memories. The Monster Squad. If you haven't seen it, it's like four or five like foul mouthed little kids that fight.
Like Goonies, but
yeah,
different story.
But they fight Dracula and the Wolfman and Frankenstein. They're all there trying to take over their little town for some reason.
I need to see it.
You got to see it. It's the best.
I don't know why I haven't.
If you haven't seen Monster Squad, you got to check it out. It's a great another comedy horror from the 80s.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
Yeah. All right, I'll take your word.
All right, you do it. I got it on DVD.
Yeah.
Got it on Laserdisc. I'll lend it to you.
Another movie I really like is Welcome to the Rock.
Mm.
I think that's
or
really
Sean Connery.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like that movie. I think it was in high school when it came out. And
probably.
I just remember thinking, it's so cool. Like, I want to be a Navy SEAL.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. Mm. And I didn't get anywhere near that in my career.
You didn't?
No. But I think The Rock is just a fun.
For
it's
sure.
It's just a fun movie. People dying,
people screaming.
Yeah. Ed Harris, I always like movies he's in. Just got good actors, and I feel like that's the role Nicolas Cage should play, is more of like...
He was born for that.
He's more like the nerdy
kind of... I don't know. Have
like,
you seen Raising Arizona?
Yeah, he's excellent
my
in that.
Oh, gosh.
That's
that
true.
Movie is so freaking
true.
Good.
He's like perfect in that.
I was almost put that
but
on
But I'm just
here.
Saying, like, I don't see him as like a superhero type, like
yeah.
gunslinging. Like,
really?
He just seems like more the nerdy,
sure,
kind of goofy... Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know, man. Nick Cage back in his heyday, he was the man.
I know.
He was. I don't know.
I liked him in this.
I don't understand what happens to actors where they like flip this switch and then suddenly they're B movie actors.
I know.
Like, I don't get it. Like, Nick Cage and John Travolta.
I don't know if it's like their agent or what.
It's just a bad agent.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Because some people just are really good, and then they're just terrible movies.
Yeah.
One after another.
So if you're on quarantine and you're not watching Ghostbusters, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
By the way, because that is, it's one of the greatest movies ever made. I don't care what you say.
No, it is.
Don't laugh at it, because I'm not joking. That freaking...
I don't know what they were thinking.
Actually, I'm excited about the new one, the Ghostbusters 2020 or whatever
it is. I like that they didn't... They're not remaking that story.
Yes.
This is perfect. It's just add on to it. Like, change it up.
The one with the girls...
I didn't even give it a chance.
Did you watch it?
Nope, not one.
You haven't seen it?
Nope, not even...
Wow.
Not even...
You're
didn't even bother.
You're a purist, aren't you, when it comes to Ghostbusters?
Yeah, or sexist. I can't remember. I don't know which.
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I just didn't feel, I'm like, you can't do it. No, I'm not even watching.
Yeah, it is pretty sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the original Ghostbusters, but Bill Murray is just so freaking good. The, you know, Dan Aykroyd, the script, everything is just perfect, man. It was so great. And then Ghostbusters 2 was good, too.
Yeah.
It was all good.
Yeah, it was good.
Ghostbusters 2 was good.
I haven't seen Ghostbusters 2 in a while. I should watch that one again.
I got that one, too.
You get all pissed off when they get the goop on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And there's the guy that, you know, the painting.
Yeah.
It's like possessed or whatever. It's so good, man.
That's a good one. I should watch that one.
Yeah, you should.
This is one of my all-time favorite movies, and maybe it's the redneck in me, but I love Days of Thunder.
Dude, I'm with you.
I love that
Days
movie.
Of Thunder is so good.
It's way good.
And anybody who says Tom Cruise isn't a good actor,
he's an excellent actor.
He's excellent.
He's a weirdo in real life.
Yes.
But I think there's rarely any movie that he's in that I don't like.
Days of Thunder.
I think he's really good.
So good.
And Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall.
Every movie he's in, he's good.
Yeah.
So, got to go watch it.
I like
if you're
that.
A redneck and from the South, I'm pretty sure this is played on Sundays.
Yeah.
Like, you probably just watch it.
It's part of church.
That and Talladega Nights. I think you watch both of them.
Days of Thunder, man. That's a classic.
So
that's
good.
It's
like Top Gun, but in cars.
Is that like a Ridley Scott, too? Or is that a Bruckheimer? I don't know. It's one of
that
those.
One, I think, is Bruckheimer.
That might be Bruckheimer.
Because I remember it's a little lightning at the first.
Yeah.
Isn't that Bruckheimer?
It is Bruckheimer. Yeah, it is Bruckheimer. That's classic. It's just freaking A, man. Such a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
I should have put that one
that's
on.
That's a good one.
You're right.
I knew you'd like that
I one. Didn't do that. I lose. Okay, my next one. This, again, is like childhood memories. Rad.
Yeah.
Rad is...
Kobe and I had both seen this, and I'd seen it several times.
I still have it on VHS at my house. I don't know what I'm doing with it.
The cover on it is like a poster. It's amazing.
Is. Oh, my God.
So much color. It's like 10 printers had to print that.
When I was little, I'd put this movie on, and I would get so damn pumped up. I would just be like, gotta get on my bike. I'd just be like huffing and puffing, watching it, and just run outside and start doing tricks, and I couldn't do any of them.
BMX.
I was so excited.
Just put a wig on.
Yeah, I know.
And you can just look.
I wanted my name to be Crew Jones so bad. Like, I just started writing it on my papers at school.
I remember the last course. I'm like, oh, they're jumping out of a real ball on a stone.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan, eat your heart out. And it's got the worst acting. Like, it has
it
to be the worst act. Like, except for what's her name from Full House is in it.
That's now,
what's her name? She's in prison or something now, isn't she?
What is her name?
Yeah. Lori Loughlin.
Yeah.
Right? And so there's a scene in it. Because if you don't know what Rad is,
of
it's
course,
BMX bikers.
They have to show her being way cool.
Yeah. So it's about BMX bikers, right? And they come to this town and they're taking over this town because they're going to do a race there, right? And there's like the local kid who delivers newspapers on his bike and he's just so cool, you know? So he's going to. Anyways, Lori Loughlin's a girl and she's like a professional biker and she comes in and they do a bike dance in. At the school dance, but it's so obviously a guy in a wig, like obvious.
Like all they did is
obvious.
Just pull a guy and put a wig on.
Put a wig
him,
on.
And it's
him.
A terrible wig.
You could just see like a crotch bulge and like their thighs are like that big.
There's like no chest.
Oh my gosh, it is so horrible.
Yeah, it's like and wow, they didn't even try.
And then they cut to her like standing there by the bike. Oh, that was definitely her. You know what I mean? It was
it
so
is
bad.
Some terrible cuts.
It is horrible. But one of the best movies ever. And
I
it's got a great soundtrack, too. Great soundtrack.
Yeah, it's a really good soundtrack.
Great soundtrack. Yeah.
The other movie I really like to watch, I'm a Rudy fan.
Rudy?
It, like, pumps me up. I'm like, man, he can do anything. Rudy!
You watch it before every episode, don't you?
Just like, when I was in high school, sitting on the bench in football, I remember like they put me out like at the end of one of the games that they'd like blown out some team, and I was like, I'm finally going in, and they're like, Hardy, Hardy. I was like, I feel like Rudy.
That is awesome. Yeah. I was to say, I only played football my freshman year, and I was like 83 pounds, like seriously. And I got in, like, I'd play like at the end of the game on special teams. And
That's kind of how
my dad would be like, good job, son.
I know, I'm like, okay, I'm done.
My dad's like 6'3". He's humongous.
He's a monster.
And I was like this tiny little kid. I'm like, and after that, I'm like, screw that. I want to play guitar. This is stupid. No, it's a good movie, though. Rudy's great. Yeah, it's hard to beat Rudy. So let's see. The next one, I went with the whole trilogy because it's might be the best trilogy ever made. Back to the Future trilogy.
Yeah, that is probably.
Name a better trilogy.
Indiana Jones, probably the only one that competes with it.
I agree. That's my next one on there. It's the only one I say that could even get close.
But I like to have three consistent, all good. I can watch any of them. You know, like Lord of the Rings, it's just, I can't even watch them again.
Nah, it takes you 6 months to watch
and
it.
And then even when I was like interested in them, I could watch maybe the first and the last, but the second was too boring. Yeah. Like this trilogy, I can watch all of them. I'm like,
always
all
good.
So good.
The cast is perfect.
Yeah.
Although they changed the cast in the second one a little bit, but
the
script is basically every film school Back to the Future script. The first one is the one that they always go with because it's like the perfect script. Soundtrack again. If you can't listen to Power of Love without seeing Marty McFly on a skateboard.
No, it's totally every time it triggers that memory.
Every single time. So yeah, Back to the Future in three movies. Oh, so freaking good.
I still want that Toyota.
I do too.
I would drive that very Toyota today.
I've been wanting it since 1985.
When they did that like remake of the modern Toyota with it, I thought that was so nice.
Yeah, so freaking good. Huh? Yeah.
Ah, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like The Village a lot. Like
that,
it just gives you that
move.
Super eerie. What do you mean?
By picking The Village. It's a bold move. I like it.
Yeah.
Because I am too an M. Night Shyamalan fan.
Yeah, I think this is one of his better ones. You know, he has a lot, but
because some people like you either love it or you hate
people
it.
People hate. Like, I know a lot of people that hate The Village.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot. Like
I agree.
It just was really weird and eerie and
Yeah,
I can understand being disappointed by the story itself, but I still thought it was really good.
I wasn't. That's one of his that I wasn't disappointed.
I wasn't
with
really
the story.
Either. People are like, oh, I'm dumb. I'm like, no, it isn't.
The thing about M. Night Shyamalan, he's like so good at building the atmosphere, like this kind of like ominous, like, you know, foreboding, dark. It's like, oh, man, I like it.
Yeah.
It's like some of my favorite stuff. So, yeah, I like that.
He's kind of like that's what I like Christopher Nolan, how he builds suspense with his music. It's like, and then cuts like.
We'll talk about Christopher Nolan later, but yes. 100% agree. So I talked about Indiana Jones. I'm going to put that in. I actually put Indian Jones. I missed an A. That completely changes it.
That is a very good one.
I love Indian Jones. he just works at a 7-Eleven. That's the whole trilogy. That's racist.
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor. He That's better.
He instructs at
he's
a university.
He's a cardiologist.
Yeah. His name is Dr. Indy Jones.
We should do. Somebody ought to make that movie.
Oh, it's
an Indian cardiologist.
It's totally what they all are. They're all
Jones.
The smartest.
They are. So that is a great, great trilogy. It really
it's
is.
It's excellent. And I like that you left out the last one.
Yeah, I'm like, that's why I'm still calling it a trilogy because Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
They're making a fifth?
I did see that.
I'm a little scared, but also I'm open to it. I'll watch it.
Harrison Ford's
but
great,
I love,
man.
Yeah. The third one is, oh my gosh. It's
Last Crusade is one of the best movies ever.
I totally agree.
I watched.
The actors. Like,
yeah.
That was a perfect combination.
It was. Connery and so Harrison Ford, so freaking good. Yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark is great. You know, I go back and forth on the second
Temple
one.
Temple of Doom. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm
like
this
like
is
it.
Great, and sometimes I'm like, what was he thinking?
Yeah, it's
like
different.
I can't. Sometimes I don't get it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a weird one. It is, but I don't know why. I think
great.
I ended up watching that. I seen that one more as a kid than any of them.
Temple
but I don't
of Doom?
Think I don't think the third one was.
It used to freak me out where they pulled the heart.
Oh,
out.
Oh yeah, me and my brother used to always like wrestle me like, yes, Kalima,
Kalima.
Like, no, no, yeah. No, no.
I did that to my sister and she hated it so bad. I'd just freak her out and I'd be scared the whole time. I'm doing, is this gonna happen?
It's a weird.
Am I really gonna pull her heart out? Yeah, you know. Yeah.
I still love one thing, and I still think about it, is like when he pulls the guy's heart out and he's still like completely alive and awake, looking at the lava.
Scared
like,
me,
man.
So bad.
He lived without his heart for like 3 or 4 minutes.
I know, crazy. That's a good one.
Yeah. That is a great one.
Anyways.
Newest probably in this whole list is 1917. That is now one of my
freaking
favorite movies.
Good movie, dude.
Just because of how well it's filmed. It's just incredible.
So good. If you haven't seen it, you need to
check
it out.
You have to see it for
I think
that.
It's out now, right?
Oh, it's going to stream in like, I think April 3rd.
You can watch it. I thought it was out already. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think quite yet.
Okay.
But I saw it's going to be available
to stream. It's fantastic. The way that was filmed,
It deserves
a whole new experience.
It's
whole new experience.
Super good.
You're right. Great movie. And you're a war movie fan.
I am a huge war movie fan.
Yeah.
Like Saving Private Ryan, I'd be in this list too.
I was wondering why that wasn't on there.
I don't know. I don't know why.
You just didn't do it, huh?
But it is one that I love.
Huh. I like it. Okay, so
Band of Brothers is probably my favorite, most favorite series ever.
Ever.
I don't know about ever, but it is. Okay. Anyway.
So this next one is most people would go with a different Western for their favorite, and I think you have the other one.
This is a tough one, though.
Open Range is such an underrated movie. It's like...
I agree, it is underrated.
It's for a modern Western, it's hard to beat.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says, it is so hard to beat. Kevin Costner, Robert Duvall, they're like a perfect team.
They are.
So freaking good together.
The way they're opposite, but like I don't know, it's
and then even when you get to the end of the movie and those fight scenes, some of the best gunfight scenes
there
ever.
There are times when I'm just like at home, I'll just jump to the last fight
just to watch
just
it,
to
yeah.
watch like that last 15 minutes.
But honestly, my favorite part of it is the dialogue. The dialogue is so freaking good in that movie, dude.
Yeah, I like to see
so good.
You don't see a movie that's entertaining that's like out on the range.
Yeah.
Like that's what's so cool about it.
Yeah, it's so good. Open Range. If you haven't
excellent
seen it,
movie.
You need to watch it.
To follow up with that, I love Tombstone.
Yeah.
It's more Hollywoodish.
Sure. Yeah.
But
that's classic.
But the acting, you know, I'm a huge Kurt Russell fan. And I think it's one of the best acting done by Iceman. What the frick's his name? Val Kilmer.
Oh, Val. Oh, yeah. So
he
good.
Was so
he's the
good
best
on
Doc
that.
Holliday, dude.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Hands down.
So good.
That movie's one of my favorites. It's one I'll watch and
I love
watch
it.
And watch and watch.
Good. My next one is a comedy, and I'm a huge Bill Murray fan, especially back in the day. What About Bob? Oh my gosh. If you haven't watched that in a while, you got to go back and see it. He is like perfect in that movie.
Yeah.
He is perfect.
He really is. Like, they could have, there's no one I can think of.
Nobody
could have
done
that.
Without, yeah. So he's just, if you haven't seen it, just go back and watch it again, and then you can send me an email and thank me
for
telling you to go do that because it's so good.
Yeah.
What About Bob? One of the best movies ever.
It is.
Comedies. Woo! So
I like good. Dances with Wolves. A lot of people think it's too slow and boring. I love it. Like, I always like daydream about, man, start my own little settlement by myself out in the range.
Sure.
Like, I like it.
I love it. And I'm a huge Kevin Costner fan, as you know. So I'm good with that one. Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
Top Gun.
Again, if they delay, are they going to delay this one?
I don't know.
I bet you.
The new one, I'm scared.
That one, that's like probably top of my list of movies that I'm looking forward to this year.
Yeah, me too, for sure. I don't care, man.
The way
they're watch it.
The way they're filming it, I'm excited because I totally enjoy
it. You're huge, like Air Force, jets.
I love it. World War II planes,
yep.
Jets. Yeah, I love it.
That movie just so freaking good. Again, a great soundtrack. Hard to beat that soundtrack.
It's a really good soundtrack.
I don't know what
it is. I used
to
just turn it on and play like
jet
games on my Nintendo.
Freaking, I swear in the 80s, they did so much better with soundtracks.
They did.
I don't
like
know
Footloose
what.
Footloose, even. Is excellent.
Yeah. There's tons of them. They just.
But I guess it's Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins. Yeah. He's freaking good, man. I don't know what it was, but like, you just don't see it today where there's like a pop, like a regular pop song that makes a movie.
No, it
days.
Doesn't. Or it's remembered
I mean, there's,
as the movie.
Yeah. There's great, like soundtracks, like original soundtracks, you know what I mean? Like Hans Zimmer, obviously, so freaking good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you don't see a lot where they're using just like regular, maybe I'm just missing them, though. I don't know. It just seems like in the 80s.
I kind of feel that way, too.
80s and 90s,
they
did a much
stick
better
out
job.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I hear that song, I remember that movie.
Yep. Top Gun. Like Top Gun.
That's a good one. I really like Last of the Mohicans. That's another really good soundtrack.
The
story's excellent. I also really like Revolutionary War stuff.
Yeah.
So
I haven't seen it in like forever.
I haven't either.
I need to go back and watch it.
But it's the acting's excellent.
Yeah.
But Daniel Day-Lewis is like one of the best.
Oh, yeah. Freaking good, man. Like it. Classic E.T., obviously Steven Spielberg, one of the greatest ever.
Yeah.
I know it's not, E.T.'s not one of your favorites, but
it's all right, yeah.
So, I mean...
It's a good movie. It's just
one of the best, man.
I'm not a big sci-fi. There's only certain sci-fis that really capture me.
You know, in E.T., and then I got to go to Goonies, obviously.
Goonies is amazing.
In the 80s.
It's an amazing movie.
It's so fun. It's classic. Are you kind of done with some of yours?
I'm pretty much done with my list.
Some of these are going to be yours as well.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to add a billion more.
When people talk about Christmas movies, a lot of times they forget Gremlins.
Oh, yeah.
I
forgot about any of those.
Yeah.
I love Christmas Vacation
and
Christmas
for sure.
Story. I always watch them.
My favorite Christmas movie, Scrooged.
I know.
That.
I keep going to rent it, and I'm like,
again, back to Bill Murray.
Pay $5.
So freaking good, dude. Like, yeah. My favorite Christmas movie, hands down. I don't know why I didn't put that on here. Scrooged. So good. War Games. This one, I mean, this is kind of a prepper.
You didn't say Gremlins, did you?
Yeah. That's where it says Gremlins. I just said it.
I didn't hear you say it. But anyways, I wanted to make sure you did because it's one of my all-time
Gremlins
favorites.
Is great, right? Yeah. Yeah, it's a good movie. Really good. War Games. That one is kind of a prepper staple.
Yeah, it is.
Classic. I should have put that down in the prepper movie portion. But, yeah, so good. You know, bunkers, hackers, the end of the world, nuclear war, all that stuff. Freaking awesome.
There's a lot of good movies that you just can't get on this list. You know,
another trilogy that is hard to beat is the Batman trilogy.
Oh, it really is.
Christopher Nolan.
All three of them are excellent. I can watch any of them right now.
Yes, so
and
good.
And I'd still be super
the
excited about them.
The best superhero movies ever made.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fight me.
You know what other movie I didn't put on here?
What?
I loved Fight Club.
Oh, Fight Club, yeah, for sure.
But I agree. When The Dark Knight came out, didn't mean you go at least three times
to
the theater?
we
loved it.
I can't believe we did. Yeah, we
so
went like three
good.
Times. Yeah.
So good.
So anyways, Batman trilogy, again, the best superhero movies ever made.
I agree.
I don't care
that's
what
perfect.
Anyone says.
And that's the only superhero one you will see from us. I think that's it.
It is, yep. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, again, a classic 80s movie. Terminator 2.
I replayed this in my backyard all the time. Terminator 2.
Yeah. Yep. Arnold's best.
Semis jumping.
It's got to be his best, right?
Four-stroke motorcycle. It sounds like a two-stroke.
It does. But and the soundtrack, again, is great on that one. The original soundtrack.
Yeah, that one is
so
really
good. Yeah. Terminator 2, and it's another, like, kind of, you know, end of the world type movie as well.
Yeah.
Kind of. Really good.
Where you see flashes to the future that's like robot takeover, Skynet.
So you mentioned Fight Club.
Oh, and
David
I'm glad
Fincher.
You put this in here because it was and still is one of
even
my
even better for me, a David Fincher movie is 7.
I kind of think you're right. I think
one
it is a better movie.
One of the best thrillers probably ever made is 7. It is like, it's almost perfect.
It is.
The cast.
I think it is better than
Brad Pitt. Oh my gosh. So it was like, you know, when he was like right on his, you know, rise.
He was amazing in it.
Holy crap, so good. Let's see. Morgan
Freeman.
No,
I didn't put it. Legends of the Fall is another one of
Legends
my favorite
Fall's
movies.
Great, yeah.
It's depressing as all get out, but
again, back to 7. Don't sidetrack.
Oh,
me.
And then
shut up.
Interview with the Vampire is good too.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that for probably 20 years.
Oh, it's been the
I need
same
to go back
me,
and watch
but I really
it.
Like that one.
But if you love
Brad Pitt Prime.
Yeah. 7 is one of the best movies ever made.
I agree.
So
if you're
good.
Into like crime and oh my gosh.
Just the again the feel of it, it's so dark
and
freaky.
It's disturbing.
It's got the one of the best endings ever to a movie.
Yeah. And I always have always thought even before all of this come out about him being a creep.
Oh yeah.
I've always thought he was a creep.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was a creep then, yeah.
He's freaky in creep this movie now. And I always have thought he was a freaky dude.
I like that one. All right, I'm going to go with another Bill Murray movie. I got to stop doing Bill Murray movies, but Groundhog Day.
No, that's excellent.
So good.
So funny.
It's classic. Again, one of the best scripts ever, too. It's a fantastic script. And Bill Murray, classic.
Yep.
Edward Scissorhands.
I liked Edward Scissorhands a lot, too.
Yeah.
That was totally Tim Burton's, like so that's good. When his style like really came.
Yeah. It's one of it's one of the best. I think that was the first one he did with Johnny Depp.
I wonder, yeah.
Pretty sure it is. It's a classic, dude. So good. Again, that feel of that movie, it's classic Tim Burton, like you said. It's really, really good. Great soundtrack. And I'm going to do Scream as well.
I never did watch any of them.
Classic horror. It's almost like it's horror, but it's almost making fun of horror movies a little bit. I
watched the making fun of Scream movies.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't see any of those.
Yeah. Scary Movie 2, 3, 4.
Okay, so now we wanted to move on to prepper type movies. Do you want to start there, and we'll just kind of go down through these?
Yeah, and I think the first one you put on here is one that I played as a kid over and over, Tremors.
Yes, Tremors.
I crawled on fences and walls.
Oh, yeah, you'd play Tremors outside.
Jump from tractor to tractor.
Yeah.
Oh, all the time.
It's, yeah.
Don't touch the ground.
Jump from the back of a truck to...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is when parkour started.
Yeah, this is... Oh, that's so true. I didn't even think about that.
Literally when it
this
started.
Is the birth of parkour was Kevin Bacon in his cowboy boots, man. You know? Yeah. So freaking good. I mean, what in the hell's going on? So good.
I love that.
Burt Gummer, Reba, freaking Reba in that movie.
Oh, yeah, Reba's
my gosh.
In
yeah. Forgetting. So good.
But yeah, Burt Gummer's like, if you want to see like Doomsday Prepper,
he's the man.
The ultimate.
Yep.
He's got every firearm ever. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a great movie.
That's a great movie. And then there was like 94 movies after it. I don't think I saw many of the other
ones. I didn't
ones.
See any after that.
So I watched this one actually this last weekend, and I don't know why I did
that. The chicken Tremors was the one that was in the Walking Dead series for like the first like 10 episodes.
What?
Yeah.
What
the blonde chick that was really annoying, her sister.
No, is it really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Google that.
Positive, that's her.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can Google it.
I watched this movie this weekend. I watched Contagion. I don't know why I did it. I'm a masochist, I think. But it is so crazy how it parallels what we're going through right now with Contagion. Yeah. But again, it's the best pandemic movie ever made.
Yeah,
is Contagion. And the cast is fantastic. There's a really good cast in it. You got Matt Damon and Gwyneth Paltrow. You got the girl
from
Titanic.
What was the other one? Was it?
Outbreak.
You had it on here
it's
too,
up,
huh?
It's down here too.
And it's good too.
It's good.
But
it's not the same.
Contagion is too real.
Contagion
is freaky.
The best. So that's a really good one. And right now it's great to freak yourself out and watch that.
Oh yeah.
It will freak you out.
It's too disturbing.
Freak you out. Yeah. Another one I really like, and I know it's so like over the top, but 2012.
I never saw it.
It's actually streaming on Netflix right now, so you might as well go see it.
Okay.
It's got John Cusack and it's got Woody Harrelson in it.
Didn't it looked too it's like
oh, it is.
Very CGI, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Bad. Yeah. Really
I never
bad.
Did watch it.
But I love a
but
good
it's pretty
disaster
good.
Movie. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like technically
what was the other one with
it's not good.
Dennis Quaid.
Day After Tomorrow.
Day After Tomorrow.
I think I have that one on here somewhere too.
Yeah.
But
cuz they were kind of alike, so I didn't really watch.
Yeah. I mean, technically it's not a good movie, but I love like the disaster stuff, so
yeah,
like with that.
I put The Edge in here.
Oh yeah, The Edge is
that's
great.
Such a good like plane crash, survive on your own, mm-hmm. and
that's got a great cast too.
It does have
a really good
Alec
cast.
Baldwin and
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah,
right?
it's an awesome movie.
Yeah, fantastic.
And it's creepy. Like,
it is. Yeah,
like you really think about surviving in the wilderness, what it probably would be like. That mm-hmm. movie's really good at showing you that.
The classic prepper movie, Red Dawn.
Yeah,
how do you? I mean. Come on.
Yeah.
Red Dawn.
Right.
What else do we have to say?
We've talked about that
enough. We did an entire episode on Red Dawn. We don't need to go over that anymore. So.
Perfect.
Yeah. What else you got?
Alive.
Oh.
Plane crash in the Andes.
Yeah.
That's a hardcore survival movie.
Eating your friends.
Yeah. And then just crap after crap happens to him.
Yeah.
That's a movie I've watched several times.
I didn't want to play soccer for a long time.
No. Yep.
You know.
You might crash.
Yeah. Okay, so this one is probably the greatest bunker movie ever made.
Oh my God.
10 Cloverfield Lane.
It's amazing how well it
I don't
like,
care
shows
what you
like
say,
a psycho prepper.
That movie was great.
It was excellent.
It was great. It had a lot of different aspects
it's to one
it.
Of, it's
fantastic.
One of those that leaves you with this like super dark feeling.
Some people were like the ending was too much, right?
It's a tie-in. I don't really care.
Yeah, I didn't really care either. But the lead up to it was great. Freaking John Goodman.
He was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Because you feel like you hear his voice.
Yeah.
I think that's what's so nice about it. You know him as like a character in Pixar. And
yeah,
like,
or
he's like
Roseanne's
the nice
husband.
Guy. He's funny. And
so good.
It's so
but it had tons of cool prepper stuff in it. The bunker was amazing, you know. I don't know. Such a good movie.
Yep.
Great feel. Yeah, well done. Yep. Twin Cloverfield Lane.
Mad Max.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
It's like it's the most ridiculous world. In,
actually, the latest Mad Max.
That's the one I'm talking about. But so, the old one, the first Mad Max is awesome.
Yeah.
And that probably would have went the other movies.
Oh, Fury Road. That's what it was called, right?
But the old Mad Max I'd put way up in the...
Fury Road was just a great film. It was good.
So good. So unexpectedly good.
Like, yeah.
I was like...
We went and saw that together too, didn't we? We're like, oh my gosh.
But that show was super entertaining. Like,
yes.
I would watch it.
From top to bottom.
But it's really like... Like the over-the-top apocalyptic world.
Oh, and you're a huge Tom Hardy fan too.
Oh, big time.
That was a big thing for you.
Big time. It was.
Yeah, chubby for that one.
Yeah. He's good. He's good at what he does.
Yep. Dante's Peak. We talked about that one quite a bit. James Bond fighting volcanoes.
That's when Pierce Brosnan was like,
yeah,
it is peak too. Dante's Peak.
That was good. I like that.
A Cry in the Wild. I still love that movie.
I've never seen the movie.
Hatchet is the book it's after.
Yeah, I've read the book.
Not A Call in the Wild, A Cry in the Wild.
Yeah.
But it's about, it's the kid off from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Which one?
The neighbor kid that's kind of a little bit of a turd.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
He's wearing
his, like, the hat. With
that's him.
Okay, yeah, okay.
It's about him, and, like, it's just, I don't know. I it's kind of fun. I watched it with my kids at home, and they were entertained by
it. Sweet. Another classic prepper movie, I Am Legend.
I like that one a lot.
Great movie.
A lot of people didn't like that one either.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that dude had the greatest prepper setup ever.
Oh, he did.
You know?
Yeah. And it was just a unique take on these, like, virus-ridden things.
When the dog dies, a lot of people don't like it when the dog dies.
Yeah, that was pretty crappy.
It's bad. Mm-hmm.
I put A Hunt for Red October in here because it's, like, kind of pre-doomsday, you know?
Sure,
have a nuclear war. And that's a movie I can watch over and over.
Sean Connery is good. Oh, Alec Baldwin is good.
Yeah.
Great movie.
I liked him as Jack Ryan. I thought he was really good.
He was really, back in his day, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
good. The Shadow.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks good.
Again, another M. Night Shyamalan movie. I know that there's a lot of people who hate M. Night Shyamalan, but I seem to like him.
I like him a lot.
Signs.
I think he has a unique.
And this isn't really much of a prepper movie other than there's like.
They have to board up. And
yeah.
But their last meals.
The dialogue in this movie again is so freaking good. Joaquin Phoenix, this is like one of his best roles.
I think
so
too.
So underrated. He's hilarious in this movie. This is almost like a comedy, like thriller, mystery.
It is. Horror. I don't know. My wife and I watch it at least once a year.
Oh, we do too, for sure. Mel Gibson is so freaking good in that movie. Yeah. I miss Mel Gibson.
He's always good. I've always liked him.
He's great, great.
I also put Oblivion. A lot of people, it was kind of, the ending was like, but.
I'd have to go back and watch it again, honestly.
I love the fact that he's like exploring these open areas that are like nobody lives on. Like that part of it, I love. The whole probably first, you know, 75% of the movie is like my favorite. And then it gets a little bit weird.
I have to go back and watch it again. Honestly, I don't remember.
I like Oblivion.
I don't remember, so I need to go watch it. I'll have to go check that one out. Oh, another. Let's see. No, wait. No, I'm going to move to this one.
No, a movie before I forget. The Departed is probably one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, you.
Because the movie is so convoluted and like the crime in it. Anyway.
That's on the top of a lot of people's lists for sure.
Great movie.
We talked about Day After Tomorrow. It's another good, like, the world is ending. If you want to see like a classic, this is a black and white movie. It's called Panic in Year Zero.
Yeah,
have you ever seen it?
No, when you were saying it.
I saw it in here. In 1962 it was made. So family basically leaves LA, they're going camping, and as they're like driving up the canyon, they look back, they're like trying to call somebody, there's a nuke goes off.
Oh, really?
And so like they're kind of stuck out in the boonies and
that'd be crazy.
They're like trying to stop and like get a bunch of food, but they have a camper so they can kind of live, and there's like it's kind of crazy. It's kind of a cool prepper movie from back in the day, actually. So
never saw it.
Do you want me to keep going here?
Yeah,
I'm
done with my list.
Another M. Night Shyamalan movie that was one of the worst movies.
See,
but
I didn't see this
for
one.
Some reason, I like it. It's called The Happening.
I wanted to. But
it says Mark Wahlberg, and it has Zooey Deschanel in it. But Mark Wahlberg gives probably the worst performance any actor has ever given in their life. There's a couple couple of points where I'm like, I could have done a better job at acting than Mark Wahlberg did.
Bad.
Yeah. But it's hilarious, and it kind of has that classic M. Night Shyamalan feel to it. You know what I mean? Like dark and what's happening, and I don't know.
That's weird.
And it's like the plants are going against everybody and killing people. It's the plants.
Weird.
But I always like to watch it. I'm going to get crap for saying that, but I don't care.
I kind of want to watch it now.
Another Tom Cruise movie. War of the Worlds.
I love that movie.
Great.
I went and saw it in the theater because I was super excited.
Oh, really?
But I remember the soundtrack. Didn't Spielberg do that one?
Yeah, I think that's a...
Because I remember...
Right? I think it's Spielberg, I'm pretty sure. Because
when the snake thing comes in, it reminds me of The Abyss, which is another great movie.
Oh, The Abyss.
The Abyss is awesome. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love that movie. The soundtrack is freaking eerie. The sounds, too.
Oh, yeah. The sound design is great in that movie.
Terrifies you.
Who was that? I'll have to look it up.
I thought Spielberg
Spielberg, but I,
was it a two director?
I don't know. Okay, War of the Worlds. World War Z, it's one of the greatest zombie movies ever. I don't care what anybody says. Great book. Brad Pitt was great as the...
Yeah, it was Steven Spielberg that did
it. Steven Spielberg. Okay, yeah. World War Z was actually... I was pleasantly surprised with that movie. I didn't think it was going to be that great. I read the book.
I was shocked,
too. The book was fantastic, but
nothing
like the movie. No. Like, I don't even know the name.
That's another movie I like. My wife will watch that one, too.
World War Z? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. Great. Zombieland? Yeah, I have to have Zombieland
super
in there.
Funny.
If you haven't seen Children of Men, you have got to see it. I don't know if you've seen it, have you?
I need to see it.
So it's got a really cool premise. Like, the people have stopped having babies in the world.
Yeah.
And so it's caused a lot of weird kind of chaos and turmoil. But the cinematography in this movie is...
I want to see it.
Some of the craziest, like, one-shot scenes that you've ever seen. So freaking good. And it's got Clive Owen. Right,
yep.
Is his name? He's really good in it, so that's fantastic. We talked about...
Yeah, I looked it up after you had the list. Did you? Oh, yeah, I've been wanting to watch that.
Outbreak, again, a great cast for that movie. Some, like, huge actors back in the day. Cuba Gooding Jr. and it had...
Yeah.
What's his name?
Dustin
Hoffman. Yeah. Johnny Hoffman, yeah. Another Christopher Nolan movie, Interstellar.
I love this movie.
The first half hour of Interstellar is some of the best...
Yeah.
Cinema I've ever seen, the first half hour. I mean, not saying that the rest of it's not good. And then probably the most unique soundtrack.
Oh, it's so
Hans
good.
Zimmer is so freaking good. And just the use of the soundtrack throughout the film.
Yeah.
Holy
I just
freaking
watched,
crap.
And a lot of people didn't love the one with Leonardo DiCaprio. I just watched it this week.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Inception.
Oh, Inception? Oh, that was a great movie.
I like that movie a lot.
Yeah. Leo and what's his name? The other
Gordon.
Kid. Gordon Levitt. Oh, yeah. He's good.
Yeah, I like that movie a lot.
Remember that movie that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in with where he looks just like...
10 Things I Hate About You.
No, that was a good movie too. Yeah. No, the one... Looper.
Looper was good.
Holy frick. That was a
really
great movie.
Yeah.
So that...
The
director
was
the
second Star Wars, huh?
Yeah.
Or the new...
What the crap's his name?
Rian Johnson.
Yes, Rian Johnson. That was a great movie.
It was. I thought he would do an excellent job with Star Wars, and I was disappointed.
You were wrong.
Very wrong.
Yeah, Interstellar, fantastic. And we'll go through some of these quick. Independence Day is another good end of the world movie.
I love
movie.
Independence Day.
Hard to beat. Deep Impact.
Mm-hmm.
Armageddon. That one actually... Okay, that was a 90s movie, though. They had a good soundtrack there.
I liked Armageddon.
Mars Attacks.
That one's hilarious.
A Quiet Place, again, was cool. It was a
great
cool movie.
Great.
You know, it was a kind of out of left field. It was good.
It was.
Take Shelter. If you haven't seen
that
one,
I don't know what
that one is. It's I can't remember the dude's name that's in it. But anyways, he builds a bunker and it's a cool movie.
I remember.
Okay, this one, a lot of people hated this movie. And I actually hated the last like 20 minutes. It's the one with Nick Cage and like his daughter or something brings back this note from school from this time capsule.
Never seen this.
You haven't?
Never even heard
of
it.
But the way it's shot and the feeling of it is really cool. You've really never seen
it? No, I've never even heard of it.
You don't knowing what knowing is?
I don't knowing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyways, there we go. There's the movies.
That's the movies. That gives
you're
you
excited.
A list.
Good gracious, you have a lot to
go
watch.
Go back and listen. Write them down.
Yeah. We might cut out some of this. We might cut out our TV shows because we have so much
we
going
can do
on.
That.
But Cameron is
I'll do three out of my TV shows right now.
Okay, do it.
The Terror season one is a must.
I still haven't seen that.
Chernobyl is a must. And I love Turn.
Oh, okay. The Revolutionary
That's if you
War.
Want more serious drama.
Okay.
Funny, I'd go with Scrubs, Parks and Rec, and New Girl. Day of the week.
I'm going with New Girl too. It's so underrated.
Yeah. I'm struggling this season though. Right. I'm at the end.
Oh, yeah, it gets bad. The last season.
I think
so good.
Six is pretty terrible.
Yeah. Okay, so for me, Stranger Things.
Oh yeah. Good. Yep. You got to put that.
If you haven't seen Mr. Robot, the directing and the cinematography.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's never really
freaking good. And I got it with New Girl, Seinfeld. Those are just classic.
Right.
classic. Okay. And The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, I gotta say
Fear the Walking
two
Dead.
The first probably two seasons of Fear the Walking Dead.
Good.
And I haven't watched since then.
Yeah.
And then The Walking Dead 1 and 2 I think are really
seasons
good.
One
especially is one super is, good.
Well, first seasons of both of those were the best by far.
Season
of Fear the Walking Dead.
It's hard to even
really good
continue.
Yeah. Okay, so we wanted to do some of our favorite video games too, because Cam is a video game nerd.
I am.
He's a huge video game nerd. So we got a lot he wants to
just
talk about
me.
Here, so.
Just me.
No,
huh?
I do video games, but
I think
it's
this
not
is kind of what brought us together. Okay?
It is. It is. That this is what made us who we are. All right. So I'm gonna start with my very top, probably the greatest game for me that's ever been made, The Last of Us.
It's amazing. Amazing soundtrack, amazing gameplay. Multiplayer is the best I've ever played.
Best multiplayer ever.
Because it's just the most unique experience. Mm-hmm. You can't explain it.
No. If you haven't played The Last of Us multiplayer...
I'm still sad to this day that it's kind of broken.
Yeah.
Because it was so freaking good.
We got so much play out of that thing.
We did.
Seriously. And I'm not a huge, like, just single-player story mode guy. But
yeah.
The single-player... Holy crap, man. Story, acting...
It's excellent.
Play, everything is almost perfect. Like, I can't think of anything as bad.
I really don't.
Seriously. Yeah, The
it's
Last of Us.
A top.
The best game for me that's ever been made.
Yeah, I agree.
You agree too? Like that?
I think
go
it
that
is,
far?
Yeah, honestly.
Okay.
For a single player. Probably a close second for me would be Skyrim. I really got into Skyrim.
That's hard to beat, man.
Because it's just a big open world.
There's so much.
Yeah.
There's so much. Yeah, Skyrim's great. I like it.
A time waster, if you want to burn time on end, is Age of Empires. I've wasted a lot of my teenage years playing Age
too,
of Empires.
Man. Yep, I did the same thing. We recently, it was a couple years ago, we started playing Division 2. That was a great one.
It's really good. The second one's
really
way better.
Yeah, it's way better. I don't know what they did, but it's so much better.
Yeah, surprisingly so.
And right now it's very fitting with...
I want to get back into it.
With a virus and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
And DayZ, a lot of people, DayZ. I mean, I think... As a survival game that was really hard, finding food, it was the first, like, real struggle to survive game.
So,
and it's never changed.
Explain what DayZ is if nobody's ever played it.
Yeah, so DayZ is like, you start out with just, like, pants, a shirt, and then you've got to find everything.
Yeah.
And
it's zombies. There's zombies.
Oh, yeah, the zombies are, it's a zombie world.
Yes.
And so, you're trying to find, like...
And you're in Russia.
Ammo. Yeah, just the middle
you're
of
in
nowhere.
Russia. Yeah.
And if you play online, it's intense. It gets your heart rate going because if you see another person running around, you have these horrible controls to deal with.
They are the
to
worst.
Try and shoot.
Absolute worst. It takes you 9 minutes to reload your
but
gun.
The first time Kobe and I killed somebody on that, Kobe sacrificed his life.
I did,
but
yeah.
That was an intense moment.
Yeah.
So it's always been a really good survival game for me.
Yeah, it's super fun. Yeah, I haven't played it in a long time. We actually, in our first podcast we ever... the video game podcast we did, we talked with the creator, the guy that was running it. What was his name?
Hall, Bill Hall.
Yeah.
No, not Bill Hall. It's a something Hall.
Freaking A. I don't remember his name.
He's gone.
What's the company that's making it?
The same guys.
I
that
just
make
lost it.
Arma.
Yeah, it's the same company.
It's a Bohemia Studios.
Oh, yes. Bohemia Interactive. Yep.
Interactive. That's right.
Okay.
Red Dead. 1 and 2 are some of my favorite games to play.
Huge time wasters. Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Total War is a huge time waster.
Total War. Yep. This War of Mine, I think we've talked about that before on the podcast.
It's so good. It's simple.
It's super simple.
But it's hard.
It's a survival game. It's got a really cool, like, feel to it when you play it. And you can get it, like, on iPad and stuff, and it's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. It's like a 2D game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, it's one you can hide in your browser.
Yep.
And close
and switch
minimize
over back to something else. You're actually doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. So
I guess we can skip the rest of them. There's a lot in
Uncharted,
there.
Anything Naughty Dog makes basically is really good. One that's probably I've played more than anything is Civilization.
Yeah, Kobe's really played a ton of it.
Like, it just sucks me in, I don't know why. Another great zombie game I thought was Dying Light. That was really
Dying
fun.
Light was good. It was unique. Fun. The Forest, the Rust, Kobe and I played.
Oh, Rust, yeah.
Those are really good survival
I haven't played that
game.
In a long time.
So.
Yeah, it's great.
Anyway, and Fallout 3 is one of the, I've spent a lot of time on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The third one, from then on, it wasn't very good.
Holy crap, we gave it a lot of information here. A lot of, you guys have so much to do.
That's probably
quarantine.
Plenty. That'll get you through a couple of pandemics.
Yeah, you have a lot to do, a lot to watch, a lot to play.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be busy.
Yeah.
You know?
We saved your life before and during.
Yeah. So we aren't yet quarantined in our house, so we're still going to work and we're still doing our thing. But if we end up in the next week or so actually being, you know, stuck at home, we will continue to podcast. We'll figure that out. Either Cam will risk it and he'll come over and I'll bring all my gear, or we will do a thing like over Zoom or something. We'll make it work. So fear not. You will continue to get Casual Preppers episodes moving forward, even if we're doing it from, you know, our bunkers in our basement. So,
yep, right? It will happen.
Mm, it will.
Let us know if you see any of these that you didn't know about. And if you hate us for it, then
tag us in your pictures watching the burbs. Or
I would recommend that one off the start.
Yes.
Of all of them,
go watch the burbs.
Just watch the
burbs. Just do it. All right, thanks guys. Anything else, Cameron?
Nope, that's it.
All right guys, see you later.